our society has changed tremendously since we were kind of growing up dogs for an agrarian society. My question to you is there great value in looking what our society is when we're actually breeding these breeds and setting these breeds to any kind of long-term goal?
Well, you know, we don't really breed dogs for any specific jobs anymore. They're bred more for companionship. There's not, you know, we don't really need terriers to go hunting for rats in our home, we hope. We don't need dogs to pull carts. We don't need dogs to carry the coin purses around their necks to the bank and things like that. But those, the fact that they can do those jobs and we're bred to do those jobs is what's creating their personalities and creating them as a member of the family, giving them unique traits either physically or temperament-wise that there are the things that appeal to different people. So yeah. I think that's the important thing. You know, we have this great spiritual and emotional connection to our dogs. They're members of our family, much more so than they were, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago, that they are beloved members of our families. We want to take them with us. We want to do things with them. We want to do things for them. And that's important to know when we're breeding dogs how they're going to grow up. Whether this is going to grow up to be an 8-pound ball of fluff or an 80-pound ball of fluff, it's important to know that.
Oh, absolutely. And David, in reading about your background a little bit, I read that you've been involved with breeding and training dogs to do service work. And that's interesting to Rick and I because last week we had on a guest who specifically trains dogs to work in facilities, to assist people with handicaps, and to do functions that do assist people who need that help. Can you tell us a little bit about what drew you to that and what Sure. you've gotten from doing that?
Sure. I got involved with the Delta Society that trains and registers therapy dogs, and at the time they were involved also with service dogs. Now, service dogs are dogs that are trained to assist individual people. It's a guide dog for the blind, or a seizure alert dog, or mobility assistance dog, or hearing assistance dog, or dogs like that. Now, therapy dogs are dogs that work with their owner, generally speaking, as the handler, as part of a team that visits, generally speaking, in healthcare facilities and helps the healing process by visiting people and getting them to smile and talk and think about things other than their challenges. I visit every Monday night with my Cavalier. We visit in the Women's Health Unit at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center here in New York City. We visit once a week at the Ronald McDonald House in New York City, and there are thousands of us around the country that are, many of whom are affiliated with our Angel on a Leash therapy dog program here, and many of them who are affiliated with other organizations, but we all have in common that we're doing good things for people and their families and the staff at the places that we visit just by walking in the room. The yeah. dog walks into the room and the energy changes, and whether you're getting somebody to smile, getting somebody who hasn't smiled for a while, or getting somebody to talk who hasn't had much to say, or just getting their minds off their problems, that's what therapy dogs are all about, and we're proud of the great work that our dogs do.
Well, and it's so nice to know that dogs who can't necessarily show can serve other great functions when they're properly trained and are taught to do what people need them to do.
Absolutely. It's a team effort with the person, and we laugh about it, and I say, you know, I'm just the guy on the other end of the leash. The dog's doing all the work, but somebody's got to get them there, and somebody's got to protect the dog while they're in these situations. Even if they're, you know, doing great things for people, the dogs, you still need to watch over that dog and make sure everything's okay.
No doubt. David, you just mentioned handlers, and that takes me back to the show this coming week. One thing that I've noticed is that at times some of the dogs that are shown at Westminster are handled right by their owners, whereas there are a lot of other dogs that have professional handlers. Have you seen a difference between an owner handler and just a professional handler that works with a dog? And does that give a dog an advantage to win?
No, you know, the heart and soul of our sport is the owner handler. And there are a lot of breeds that do best with the people that they know and love and trust at the other end of the leash. And other dogs can walk right in there with anybody. That they don't, you know, it doesn't faze them in the very least who's on the other end of the leash. But professional handlers, of course, do it for a living, so maybe it's a little easier for them to do, and maybe they can be a little better at it. But there's a lot of owner handlers out here, too, who are just as good at it as the professionals, and they can stand shoulder to shoulder with any professional in the ring and compete and win. And again, the heart and soul of our sport, at a show at Westminster, we see a lot of professional handlers because it's the ultimate show in the sport, and the very best are here, and a lot of them are professional handlers, and that's great. It's a wonderful family sport. It's a wonderful way for people to make a living, but it's also, for many of these people that are professional handlers, they grew up in the sport and turned it into a profession, which is a great thing for them.
Gotcha. David, for any of our listeners who are going to watch the show next week, which I'm sure they are, and by the way, it's going to be on the USA Network for anyone who does want to watch it, can you forecast for us any dog or particular breeds that you think are the ones to watch or may have the inside chance at winning either their group or possibly best in show?
Well, it's always tough to predict because, you know, it's the only place, again, all year where all the great dogs are in the same place at the same time. The California dogs are here instead of competing on the West Coast. The Texas dogs come up. The Midwest dogs come in. The dogs from the Northeast are already here. The dogs from Florida and every place in between, they're all here. These dogs don't always go head-to-head during the course of the year and they're building up their records. But that said, I got a local favorite for you. There's a beautiful Scotty named Sadie who has had a fabulous year. She is by far the number one show dog in the country in terms of dogs defeated. She won the Terrier Group here last year. She won Best in Show at the National Dog Show presented by Purina. She was Best in Show at the AKC National Yukonuba Show. And now here she is in the Pedigree Show, the Westminster Kennel Club, hoping to extend that. She's won 100 Best in Shows. She's got everything going for her. Now, that said, she's from Mackinac Island, by the way, owned by the Musters, and bred by Amsterdam Scotties there in Michigan. But she's that said, in the 20 years I've done the show, the number one dog from the previous year has only gone best in show 6 of those times. So that's not always the fail-safe indicator. There are a lot of other great show dogs. You got to show on the day. In the vernacular, it's a dog show, and you got to show, and it's judged on the day. Kobe Bryant doesn't score 48 points every time out. The dog's got to have a good day and got to be ready to go. But there's a great Doberman. There's a wonderful Golden Retriever. There's a Pooley coming back that won the herding group last year. And who knows? You know, Stump showed up out of nowhere last year. He hadn't been shown in 4 years, comes back and goes best in show. So let's see what happens. I think it'll be an exciting year once again.
David, I want to just tell you how charged and excited I am just listening to you and your ability to kind of convey, I think, AKC's, Westminster's, and the dog world's true mission. And maybe you could comment on, you've been doing this for 20 years. You know, you get up every day and you go forward, and it sounds like you are the voice for AKC and you are the voice for Westminster. How do you feel about that? How do you feel like being that one voice that everybody turns to? Is that a good thing? Do you like that?
Well, I love it. I've got the greatest dog in the world. I'm the greatest job in the world. I have the greatest dogs in the world too. But I'm truly blessed, really, and I feel a great responsibility to talk about our sport, to talk about responsible breeders, to talk about responsible breeding, and how important it is for our dogs and for the future of our dogs and for the future of purebred dogs as well as non-purebreds. We need to work hard to make sure our society understands the value of the dogs in our lives. And that's so important that when we hear messages to the contrary that people don't consider dogs as part of the family and they don't think of all the great things they do for us. I want to make sure that everybody hears that and knows that and understands what our position, what our role is in making that happen as responsible breeders and as the people that you see in the show rings.
Thank you, David. We've been talking with David Fry, the Director of Communications for the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, which, again, will be on USA Network on Monday night and Tuesday night. And, David, we just can't thank you enough for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
I'm happy to be on. Thank you. We hope everybody tunes in on Monday and Tuesday and helps us find the next great show dog, America's dog, for the next year. And who knows, maybe it'll be that Michigan dog.
Well, and forgive us for cheering for Sadie, but we do have a home favorite.
Hey, I call it the alma mater factor. People are going to watch for the competition. They're going to watch to be entertained by 173 different breeds of dogs. They're going to watch for the alma mater factor. Well, root for your dog. Root for the dog sitting next to you on the couch.
And for all dog lovers in Michigan, thank you so much for being who you are.
Thank you, guys. It's been my pleasure to talk to you.
All right. Have a great day, David. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back after the break with Carol Bergman, a local area breeder who has won Best of Show at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.